The lesson from Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes we find things in the most unexpected places. Angels talking to shepherds over their fields, not what we expect. A newborn king born in a cattle stall, not what we expect. The Lord God who made heaven and earth in a human body, to us it seems impossible. Those things are strange, and they should be startling to us, and they should be that way because they don't fit with our human reason. And yet they shouldn't surprise us when we read what the scriptures say. These things, these events are in complete agreement with what God had promised from Genesis to Malachi. The prophecies are there. The Savior would be born of a virgin by promise and miracle. He would be God and man in one person, Emmanuel, God with us, as Isaiah said. The wondrous birth of this wondrous child would take place in a little town called Bethlehem, foretold by the prophet Micah. God always tells us where to look. And he announces great events through his messengers, the mighty angels, the multitude of the heavenly host. It's a sight we can hardly imagine. Multitudes of angels announcing this very important event in the history of the world, an event that is a central part of our eternal salvation, that multitude of angels singing praises to God. But out over fields, by night, to shepherds, doesn't that make the announcement even more noteworthy? And what an announcement it is. The angels say, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Christ the Lord, Christ, Messiah, Anointed One, they all knew what that meant. God had fulfilled his promise to send the Savior. And we know that this promised Savior is the one because the prophecies direct us here to find him, and because the angels from God himself tell us this is what we are to look for. With the shepherds, we find the Christ child, the Savior of the world, lying in a manger. Unexpected, yes, but not really, because God tells us where to look. He tells us to find him in lowly places, in his holy word, to have our sins washed away in our baptism, to eat and drink his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. To our eyes, this is unexpected. To our minds, it is impossible. But to our hearts filled with faith, no, God is right, right where we expect to find him, because he tells us where to look. And how shall we meet him? The music that opened our service urges us to prepare ourselves with tender affection to receive the purest and fairest person who ever lived. That is our Lord Jesus. And how should we prepare? By acknowledging that we need a Savior from sin, by trusting in God's promise to send that Savior, and with joy and thanks for this best Christmas gift of all. And what shall we say when we find him? We can shout that wild Greek word that the angels use here. Eureka! I found him. I found my God, my Savior, my Lord and King, here in his mother's arms, in the manger, in the truth of Scripture, in prophecy and fulfillment. In our homes, we put up nativity scenes to remind us of this great miracle in all of the history of the world. Let us also cradle the Christ child in our heart through faith. How shall we greet him? Again, that opening poem sung at the beginning of our service tells us, "Thou shalt meet him with a heart overflowing with love. Hasten then, hurry then, to welcome him." Martin Luther teaches us to sing, "Welcome to earth, thou noble guest." There is no one nobler. The angels teach us to sing, "Glory to God in the highest." And we sing that almost every Sunday in our church services. Why is this message so important? Because on our own, we are poor. On our own, we are lost. On our own, we have no hope. But Christ came to this vale of tears to bring everlasting joy. He became poor that we might become rich. He came to earth that we might go to heaven. What can be more unexpected than that? But God is gracious, loving, and merciful. God brings true peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Look for God where he has promised, and you will find him. Join the shepherds and worship this newborn Savior, and join the angels in singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.